I'm gonna ask if you can come open a public forum.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, for your presence here today. Lord, we thank you for new mercies we see, God. You have been merciful unto us, God.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you that each and every day that you show us your grace and your mercy, we are thankful.
Yes.
So now we come before your throne, God. Right now, Lord, opening our hearts and our minds and our spirits unto you, God. For you to do and have your way in our lives, God. For you are the tree of life. And we have spoken unto you today, God, that you are the tree of life. So spring up new life in us, God.
Yes, Lord.
For mankind look at the season, but God, this is your season. And we thank you, Lord, for your season of mercy and kindness, God.
Yes.
For planting new seeds within us, God. And Lord, showing us mercy, God. And also restoring our souls, restoring our minds, restoring our spirits, God. For this has been a season of depression, God. But we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we made it through. And we're still standing, God. We're still standing, and Lord, we thank you, God, that those who have been depressed, that you have delivered them, God. You have comforted them, God. Lord, we've seen so many people who have lost loved ones, God, but you have touched our hearts and restored us, God. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy has spoken to our minds and said that we will not make it. Many times he's speaking to our minds and saying that you will not even have your mind to even serve God today. But yet we are here saying, praying, giving praise unto you, God. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that he is still alive. Say you are a liar.
Yeah.
And you will always be a liar.
Yeah.
And you will always be a liar.
Yeah.
God is true. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness, that you have proven yourself over and over and over again in our lives, that no matter what we are going through in our lives, that you are the tree of life, God, that you're standing there, and Lord, that we are the branches, God, and Lord, that you are restoring us, God, shooting new life into us now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that new life that you are giving us, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for the spirit of forgiveness, God. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit, God, that you are putting in our hearts today. This is a season. This is your season, God. We thought that it snowed the other day, and they said it was spring. But God, you said this is your season. You named the season, and you decide when the season comes in. This is a season for your people to rise up and see the glory of the Lord. And we thank you for that right now, for what you're going to do here today. And bless your word, God. Bless your man of God, Lord. Bless this church, God.
Amen.
And each and every one of us, God.
Amen.
Bless each and every one of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Somebody else.
Jesus.
Sing with
my son. This is a song I would like to teach the church. Simply called, Take All the Glory.
Take
all the glory. Take it all. Take all the glory, mighty God. Then the last part goes, For your faithfulness, power, and love, take all the glory, all the glory,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Take all the glory, all the glory, oh mighty God, take all the glory, oh Lord. Take all the glory, all the glory, oh mighty God, take all
Oh, Yeah. Bless your holy name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Your word is to be praised, Lord. All your words to be praised. Your word is to be praised. Oh, yes, Lord. Your word is to be
praised.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We glorify you and we exalt you because you are God.
Yes,
and Father, besides you, there's no God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And we acknowledge it and we accept it. And Father, we believe it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we exalt you above the sun of that shine upon us this morning. We exalt you above the height and above the mountains of this earth. We exalt you above the glory that you have bestowed even upon us. We exalt you above the situations of life.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we said, be glorified. Be glorified today and forevermore. Lord, this morning we come into your presence that we may learn of your wisdom. Lord, speak to us individually where we are. Lord, speak a word to each and every one of us that our heart may be settled. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we invite the Holy Spirit, even your Spirit, to take control of our spirit and our mind this morning.
Yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of man to be settled, and that the spirit of God will take absolute control.
Yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the heart of our spirit be open, that in Jesus' name, we will hear from you.
Yes.
We will, we will be fed, O Father, from your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's not always easy, but we, the children of God, understand that no matter what, we have to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And there is a time set for us. Hallelujah. A time where we will experience life without pain. But as of right now, there is so much pain. Wherever you turn, whether north or south, there's nowhere you're going to go on this planet where there's pain-free. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You can buy all the painkiller you want. They're going to run out of your system. The pain is going to come back. But the day where everything will be fulfilled, where we will stand in the presence of our God, pain will no longer be in the equation.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So as a believer, that is the day we are to look forward to. And when you look forward to that day, you prepare yourself
today.
You prepare yourself now. You do whatever it takes now.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have access to the seat that is reserved for you. That being said, we're going to talk about trust this morning. Trust is essential as far as Christianity goes. Are you there?
Amen.
Trust is essential. If you are living and you have done something to someone and that person no longer trusts you, well, maybe after today, you have to do whatever it takes to regain the trust.
Amen.
Unless that person is devil, you don't want to trust. Amen.
Amen.
Unless that person is a satanic agent, then you don't need his trust. Are you there?
Amen.
God trusts Jesus, and he sent him down to fulfill a mission.
Amen.
God trusted Job, and he said, there's no one like Job in the earth. Satan said, do you believe so? Do you think so, God? Even not because you are protecting him? God said, I trust him. Because of trust, Job went through pain. If God did not trust Job, Job would have gone through that pain.
Amen. Amen.
Because of trust, Paul went through all the pain he went through. When God called him, God said, great things he will suffer for my name. because God trusts Paul that Paul will be able to stand every single thing from the day he gave his life over to Jesus. Look at the life of Paul. In the scriptures, he laid down things that he went through. Some of them we read, there's no way you can find them in the scriptures. Like I said before, we only read about one shipwreck, but there were three, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There were many times where he was left dead. They thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
There was many times, he said, they went cold, naked, there was no food to eat. God said, many things he will suffer for my name's sake.
Hallelujah.
It was because God trusted Paul. So, as a believer, the things that you experience because of your trust in God, the things that you go through, the pain that you come across, the lack that we experience, the hatred that we experience because we are Christians, it's not because, oh, we could have done something different. It's not because we could have changed something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's because God trusted you that you will be able to withstand the weight of that pain. That's why the scripture says, we will not be tempted beyond we can bear. So if you are being tempted, if you are under some kind of pressure because of Christianity or because of your faith, just know that God is trusting you. If you are not being trusted by God, then you won't have been experiencing that. If you knew you would break before you get to that place, he would have stopped a long time ago. But he knows that you will be able to bear. Therefore, he let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? When you melt iron or steel, to really purify steel, the heat must be very high. You have to turn the heat as high as you can. Because the higher the heat, the more fluid becomes the iron. We used to melt iron. I saw iron flowing like a river right before me. When they say cramp the temperature, you know that iron is going to be flowing down like water. When we turn it down, it becomes hard to flow because of the amount of heat that we allow into the melting chamber. So as a believer, when the heat is turned on, when the heat is high, hallelujah, the trust of God is also high.
Amen. Amen.
We know the iron can take that much heat. That's why we put in there. Beyond that, we will begin to lose the molecular structure of the steel. We will not go beyond that because we don't want to lose the steel. So because of the trust that God has in you, and because of your stand in Christianity, God allow it to go on. It will go on as far as you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be tempted beyond you can bear.
Amen.
2 Samuel 22:31 says, 2 Samuel 22:31. 2 Samuel 22:31. Amen. 2 Samuel 22:31.
Mm-hmm.
As for God, his way is perfect. Even if it seems like the things you're going through are not perfect, the ways of God are always perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. Hallelujah. How can you say God is great if you haven't seen anything great done by him?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's a buckler to all them that trust in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is someone that has experienced God speaking here.
Mm-hmm.
This person has experienced God in a way now that he can stand and say, oh yes. When you trust in the Lord will be your buckler.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is a person that has gone through experience with God. This is somebody that has suffered as a result of his belief and faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in position to say, oh yeah, The words of God are always perfect. Because sometimes when you're going through pain, you won't think that the words of God are perfect. If you get to that place where you're ready to break under the weight of the pain, thinking about the words of God is not going to be something you want to keep in mind. It's not something you want to contemplate at all. But when you come out and you look back, you say, oh yes, the words of God are always perfect. Because now you are no longer under that weight. Mm-hmm. You are no longer experiencing that pain. Trust is fragile. Somebody is just not going to look at you in the face for the first time and say, I trust you. Mm-hmm. That person says, that person lied to you. Because trust is something you build over time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't just look at somebody and say, oh yeah, I trust you to be faithful. I trust you to be, How do you know the person is faithful? How do you know the person is strong? How do you know? You haven't had any experience with the person. You just see the person for the first time and you say you trust the person. You're lying.
Amen.
Trust is something that you build with time. You need time to build trust. Job built trust with God.
Mm-hmm.
When you read that book, you see that from time to time, Job will sacrifice unto God because of his children. Say, maybe my sons and daughters have sinned against God somehow in their heart. I don't know, but I'm going to do this because what? God is such a pure, righteous God of righteousness. He will do it. What he's doing is because he trusts in God for something. Maybe for a future that he cannot get anywhere else. So he's doing what he's doing because of his trust in God. So because time after time he's been doing it, and the lifestyle that he lived over time, God comes to that place to say, I trust Job. God just didn't wake up down with one morning and say, I trust you, Job. He has seen him over and over.
Amen. Amen.
So for somebody to say to you, I trust you, allow time to speak. Mm-hmm. Allow time to show it.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be time where the person will have to see if you are able to be trusted or not. Trust needs time. And trust is so fragile. You can build trust over a period of 50 years. And in a matter of seconds,
it's
gone.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. That's why David said, it takes time to build a good name. But to get a bad name, it takes no time. Bad name, only one thing you need to do, and that's it.
And that's it. Amen.
In front of the wrong one. And he becomes a journalist. And he knows how to spread the word. He takes it and he runs with it. Before you know, the whole world knows what you've done. And all of a sudden, all that you have done in the period of 50 years is forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Trust is fragile. It must be maintained on a daily basis.
Amen.
That's why you have to watch what you're saying and what you're doing. Not just when people are seeing or people are there, but every time, because these days there'll be nobody there, but there's a camera. I don't know if you have seen the UPS guy. He went to deliver, I think it was a TV. He threw the TV. And not only he threw the TV over the fence and the TV fell over, he stood in front of the property and peed in front of the camera. And not knowing that the camera is recording what he was doing. Maybe this is his first time of doing it. Nobody knows. This could be his first time. It could be. This is the first time he's doing this. But all of a sudden, what happened? He was on the news. Okay, you know, TV phone, they love it. They find something to put out for 6 o'clock. And it was all over the news. UPF was embarrassed with the news. Because that's their name. The trust that they have built up for how many years is almost destroyed because of one guy in a matter of no time.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, oh, so this is the way they do our
them when we are not around. They just throw it. That's why sin comes, always destroy or somehow there's always a problem. And I have to return, I have to wait for it. Okay, now the servants are mad because this is costing the money, because now they have to replace something that should have been replaced. Trust must be maintained. Just like you have to maintain a car. Car, you don't have to maintain a car every day. You can drive it five weeks before you look at it to see if it could be fine. But trust, as long as there are people around,
amen.
As long as
amen.
There are cameras around,
amen.
As long as
amen.
There's God around,
amen.
You must maintain
trust. Amen. Amen.
You must maintain trust. Hallelujah. Losing trust costs you. It will cost you when you lose trust. When you look at our economic problem that we have gone through, the market collapse and all this thing. What caused the market to collapse? Trust. People didn't have trust in the stars. They started putting their money out. That's it. The trend continued. And before you know, they said the numbers hit 400. It's a fast 400. Market is collapsed. That's what happened. When the market fall or collapse, it's because of trust. People losing trust in the market and they pull their money out. So when trust is lost, there's economic consequences. And as a result of that, some of us lost our job. Mm-hmm. Some of us lost retirement. Some people that were retiring that very year have to go back to work for another 5, 6, 10 years because their retirement is gone. Because what? People lost trust in the market. The economic implication of losing trust is big, people. On a job, you will never get a promotion if you cannot be trusted. If the people on top of you know they cannot trust you because you can't come to work on time, you can be there for anything, you always have the excuses. What is the reason for promotion? Because if they promote you, you're going to bring all that to the new position. And if people under you do the same thing you do, it's going to be fine with you. And as a result, the company is not going to go anywhere.
Amen.
And when that happens, you don't get promotion. Well, your income doesn't increase, really. These days, they ain't giving people increase anymore. They want to wait 5 years before they give you 50 cents increase. And they take five back because they want you to pay more to healthcare. There is economic consequence when trust is lost. Promotion. It's far or will be far from you if you cannot be trusted. I'm not saying always that's the case. No. There can be different reasons. But in the company where things are supposed to be done right or things are done right, if you cannot be trusted, there's no reason for you to be promoted.
Amen.
So it is in the kingdom of God. If God can trust you, why should he promote you? If God can trust God to be able to stand double, why should God double what he had before? If God can trust David with the few sheep in the wilderness, why would God trust David to lead the whole nation?
Amen.
That is the point. God always builds trust with his people before he promotes them. He has to be sure, yes, he can trust you. Gideon, it wasn't because God wanted to do a miracle. No, God wants Gideon to be able to be in a place to trust God. Because he was looking at 20,000, he was all right because of the number. God said, no, cut the number down. When the number was cut down to 300, Gideon was shaky inside. But he had to be able to trust God for him to see God's deliverance.
Amen, amen, amen.
Jester, he was kicked out of the house and out of the nation because his mother was a strange woman, a foreign woman. Mm-hmm. And finally, when Israel needed deliverance, the death of Jephthah. Jephthah was in the wilderness leading vain people, the Bible says. Vain people. People that were in debt, that couldn't pay their debt. They were kicked out, they ran out of the nation, and they're still with Jephthah in the wilderness. Jephthah was learning how to lead people and vain people. Those are the worst ones to lose. Those that are good for nothing, they don't say they're losing anything. They're in debt in the city, they can't go back into the city. So you know what? Whatever they're going to do, they'll do. Because they have nothing to lose.
Amen.
There's no way to go back to the town because the old people over there. They ran away from there because it wasn't too good over there. Now they are in wilderness with Jephthah. God was training Jephthah to be in a position where he can trust him. And finally, when Jephthah was ready, and when God finally trusted Jephthah, Jephthah was brought back to lead Israel. So, if you are one that pray for God, give me more anointing, maybe you should stop praying that and start doing things so God can trust you. I said, if you will notice this, the apostle never prayed, God, give me more anointing. They never prayed that prayer. We are the generation that prayed that kind of prayer. Because more authority, more power comes with more pain. They had enough pain to deal with. They don't want any more. All they have to do is to do what they need to do so God can trust them. Once God trusts them, that's enough. They're good to go. After Paul proven to be a man that God has called, that's it. He was enough. He was standing. He went all the way. Trust, building trust, keeping trust is essential. So there will be economic consequence, says, if you don't build and keep trust. Promotion will probably be denied. Marriage will be destroyed. Relationship will be destroyed because of trust. If you marry to someone you can't trust, something's wrong. If you can't trust him, why marry him? Because then maybe I'll trust him later, you are a fool. You can't marry somebody you can't trust because you're going to sleep in the room. He or she can come and finish you in your sleep. If you can't trust him, don't marry him. You have to be able to trust the person first before you go into that relationship. Marriage will be destroyed if trust is lost. Relationship will be destroyed. Our relationship with God can also be destroyed because of lack of trust. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you heard me say before, faith that has not been tested cannot be trusted?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you say you have faith, that's good. But your faith hasn't been tested.
Yes.
If it has not been tested, it cannot be trusted. Mm-hmm. You don't take a machinery or even an airplane and put it in the sky because you build it, you are sure that it's going to work. No, you test it first.
Amen.
Because once you fall out of there, that's it. There's no, you know, once you fall out of the sky, that's it. You don't just pick up a boat and ship, put it on the water, put people on top and say, oh, I built it, I trust it. No, you test it first.
Mm-hmm.
Any company that makes or that manufactures goods and don't test them,
right,
those companies don't last. Just like one that I worked for before. We used to test our stuff really good, way beyond the required pressure. And one day they decided to say, like, you know what, that's nothing true. We don't have time for testing. In 2 weeks, customers send this good bag from Canada, from all over the country. What we had to pay them was well over one we put into it. At the end, we have to close down. That's what happens when you become greedy. Trust must be built. You must maintain trust. It doesn't matter if the person is a believer or not. Building trust with people creates better future.
Amen.
People will remember you because of trust. Hallelujah. There were so many people in the scriptures that were remembered because of prayers. There's a very long list. I can't go over it right now. Now, rebuilding trust in case you are not in good terms with somebody because of trust. Especially if you are the one that have done something. And as a result of that, the person lost trust in you. The first thing you need to do is to go back and ask for forgiveness.
Amen. Amen.
When we do something to God, we do things that He said don't do. We put ourselves in a place that we cannot be trusted by Him. The first thing we do to rebuild our relationship is that we ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
That's what David did every time. When you go through scripture, you see those three times he was mentioned when he counted the people.
Amen.
One time, he was told not to.
That's right.
But
Amen.
He did it
Amen.
Anyway.
Amen.
After that, what David did was that he realized his mistake. He asked for forgiveness. That's the first place you start.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for forgiveness. When you ask for forgiveness, you pull down the person. You recognize you are wrong.
Amen.
The spirits come down.
Amen.
The pressures go down. After you ask for forgiveness, then you repent. Repent means don't go back and do it again. When God said, I love David, I find a man after my own heart, the thing God knew and nobody knew was God, David will sin, but he will never repeat the sin. David sinned more than once, more than twice. But what was the difference between David and us? David did not repeat a sin. He called the people first. He never called people again. He trusted God as far as the number is concerned. As far as winning war, he put his trust in the Lord. Are you there? He went and slept with somebody's wife. He killed a man. David never repeated that again. He did not do it again. He did it once and that's it. Don't go back and do it again and come back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. No, you are not sorry. It's because you get caught. You know he saw you. That's what it is. Repentance. You repent and you don't go back again. You don't do it again. You stay away from it. That doesn't mean the person is going to trust you right away. But that is where you start.
Amen.
You ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
You repent. Then now what? You never repeat. What put you in that place in the first place? You never repeat that. You stay away from it.
Amen.
Now you allow your actions to speak more than your words. Hallelujah. I was telling somebody, someone on the job was telling me, yeah, I hear you. I said, well, you know, I know you're lying. And he looked at me and started smiling. Yeah. I hear what you say, but your actions speak something different. Allow your actions to speak louder than your words. If you say you are sorry and that you will not do it again, don't do it again. Don't be telling me, oh, I'm not doing it again. At the same time, your hands are doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Let your action match your word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because what? You are rebuilding trust. Once trust is lost, it becomes much more difficult to rebuild. And it
Amen.
Takes much
Amen.
Longer.
Amen.
When you see somebody for the first time,
Amen.
You start from zero. There's no way the person can say, oh, I don't trust you or I trust you, because he doesn't really know you. So from then, he's going to see if he can trust you or not. But if you have done something to show the person I cannot be trusted, at that point you put yourself in a negative.
Mm.
Now you got to bring it back to zero. How do you do that? Repent.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive, ask for forgiveness, repent, and then you come to zero. Now start building yourself or trust back up again. But if you keep doing what puts you in that place, a place of lots of trust, then you're going to go right back down.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allow your actions to speak louder than your words. And you have to be persistent in building trust. It can be hard, it can be difficult, it can be boring, but you have to be persistent.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because what? You have a goal you have to achieve. And what is that goal? The goal is to rebuild trust. Then God now is in position to trust David after all that he's done again. Why? Because David came back. Psalm 51 was written after he committed sin. When you know, I remember back in the day, folk who, when you see folks reading that psalm, the psalm in prayer, you know where they come from. You know. Yes, that's what they used to do. Every Sunday, every prayer, they read Psalm 51. Fellow, just stop doing it. Build trust. So God was able to trust David after all this time that David had committed sin. Again, David did not repeat sin. So it would take a long period of time to rebuild trust, especially when you're dealing with people. People will forget easily your good action, but the bad ones stick to the brain and stick right in front of their eye. It's like they just can't forget now. And they say, oh, I forgive, but I don't forget, or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That tells you that they don't forgive you. Mm-hmm. If they forgive, they let it go, they forget. But if they can't forget, that means they ain't forgiving you. Mm-hmm. Because what, anything you do, they're going to keep playing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Companies do the same thing. In 1956, you run into so-and-so. No, I wasn't here in 1956. I wasn't even born. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to get straight with them. So, to rebuild trust, forgiveness is the place to start. Then you repent. After you repent, you don't repeat that same thing again. You don't repeat it. And now you become persistent in rebuilding trust. Trust can be lost, not only because you have done something terrible. If you are somebody that has no respect for time, people are not going to trust you when it comes to serious matters. If there is a position where they need somebody and you are always late, they're not going to want to put you there because what? You're not going to represent the company in, you know, a good way. No. People that don't respect time are people that normally opportunity don't come to. Yes, opportunity will not come to you. Even if you are qualified for it, they may deny you simply because of your lateness. Benefit of trust. Trust will open an unexpected door for you. If you can be trusted, you don't have to be there. They will remember you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in the middle. You don't have to be there. They will remember you in your absence. They will remember you. You see, Joseph wasn't in the presence of Pharaoh when the meeting was going on. Who can give the interpretation of this dream? No, Joseph wasn't there. But Joseph was remembered because, well, he was a man that can be trusted. Mm-hmm. While he was in jail, conversation went on. What brought you here? Why? Yeah, what did you do? Yes. These are conversations that people have in jail. Joseph, yeah, he said, well, I brought him down there. He said, but I didn't do it. If you tell the truth, people know. People can feel the truth. Mm-hmm. If you lie, they know too. Mm-hmm. People that are lying, they speak a lot. They have a lot of stuff to cover. And most of the time they forget, they said this right now, and they say something else that's far from the truth. And all of a sudden they try to make it all match. And you're looking at the whole piece, and you know you just can't stand. So Joseph was trusted in the prison by the butler and the baker. That trust was built down there in jail. And when Joseph was remembered, he was not in the presence of Pharaoh. So when you have trust built, you know what? You will be remembered even if you are not there. against me. They remembered him. And they said, God bring him. He wasn't there. Yes, he can play the music. Yes, and demons can come out of the king. David built that trust long time ago. Unexpected door opens when you maintain trust. When you build trust with people. Trust commands respect among those who know you. Trust commands respect among people who know you. You don't have to ask for respect. But because they know what you stand for and what you do and how you do it, and that is done in a timely manner, and that you are one that can be trusted for such a job, you know what? They'll give you that respect. They will give you that respect. They will not go into argument, into discussion with you over that matter. Because why? They know that it's your field. They will back off and leave it alone. Respect is commanded. It's not demanded. When you demand respect, that means you have no respect for yourself. And people have no respect for you.
Amen.
Those are the people Amen. That go around demanding
Amen.
Respect.
Amen.
You respect me now. And you Amen. Know he doesn't respect himself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I said, Father, telling the son, you respect me. And well, as soon as you see him, you know he's the man of no respect.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
When you cut like a stone before your son, that's just 4 years old, and you tell him, respect me, you respect me, in front of the public, on the public street, you know you are a fool. You have no respect for yourself. And that speaks from where you come from and how you run your house. And such a person, you can't even have opportunity and say, okay, you want to bring this guy in. No, you can't trust that person. Last month, a guy was going to interview. And as he was trying to get into the train, there was a man in front of him. He pushed the man out of his way and jumped into the train. When he got to the interview, the person that was going to interview him was the one he pushed. That happened in the metro in London. Okay, so I'm going to hire you. Yeah, this is the way you're going to represent our company. I can trust you. Wow. It's not anything personal, but you just put yourself in a place I can trust you. Mm-hmm. That speaks of your character, people. Yeah. It's simple, but a little complicated. Mm-hmm. He's probably a good candidate for the job. But because of that little Amen. Action, he cannot be trusted.
Amen.
Yeah. He pushed the man, and he jumped in the train.
Wow.
Get to the interview, the man he pushed, well, the one that's going to interview him.
What a day.
That is a day you will never forget. Whether you get a job or not, you will never forget that day. And from now, yeah, from out there, I hope so. I hope he found that to everybody. Oh, you go ahead, get in the trend. I'll wait this time. But you see, the opportunity sometimes, they only come once.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And because Amen. Of nastiness, he lost opportunity of a lifetime. And that is the job he's been looking for. And the actual job doesn't come around all the time. And that is the company he really wanted to work for too. That is like a lifetime opportunity for him. And he's doing everything that he can to get there on time. Yes, we understand that. But you don't have to crush somebody to get to your interview. And as a result, a good economic opportunity is lost. Yeah. A very good economic opportunity is lost. Benefit of trust we're talking about. Unexpected door open. Command respect among people who knows you. Mm-hmm. people who know you. Economic opportunity comes around you. You get remembered in the meetings where your name is not even mentioned. That's how it works. That's how it goes. It worked perfectly in the spirit. It worked perfectly in the natural. Not because you're a Christian, you do it in the spirit and you don't do it in the natural. No. If you don't have trust of people, you cannot evangelize them.
Amen.
If you have a heart to evangelize people, you have to earn their trust.
Amen.
You have to. If you say the same word that they say, and you turn around to evangelize them, it's not going to work. Because what? They look at you just like one of them.
Amen.
And use the same word they use. You watch the same thing they watch. They meet you at the same place they go.
Amen.
So you know what? We had a bowling on, you know, where Majawi, they have this bowling thing to raise funds for MS awareness, something like that. And I went with the kids, and they were sitting, they were drinking beer, and they said to me, today you are among sinners. Yeah, and they said, well, we drink, we curse, we do everything, so, you know, today you sit among the sinners. I didn't say anything. I was just sitting there looking at my kids throwing the ball. But they said, yeah, today you are sitting among sinners. You don't have to be sinner. You can come out of sinner.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So trust is essential for us to be effective as a Christian, as the missionaries, as all that God has ordained and called us to be. Trust is essential. God trusted people that he sent. Hallelujah. Those that he has allowed to go through certain things, he trusts them to be able to withstand. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Yes. He said, you will not be tempted beyond you can bear. Why? Because Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. Because why? That cross you can pick it up. If you can pick it up, he will send you pick it up. Let me tell you, he never said, pick up your mountain and follow me, because he knows you can pick up a mountain. But he knows you can pick up a cross. Mountain, he knows that you cannot pick it up. That is too heavy. That's why he gave you the word. He said, say to that mountain, don't pick it up. You don't pick up mountain. Just say to the mountain, be thou removed. Then the mountain will be moved. But when it comes to your cross, you pick it up. So don't tell me, Christian, don't go through anything. Or don't have to go through anything.
Oh,
because
amen.
You gotta pick up
amen.
Your cross.
Amen.
You have
amen.
To pick up your cross.
Praise your name, Jesus.
You have to pick up your cross. Because you are trusted to pick up the cross that has been designed for you. Not anybody else's cross. You can't pick up anybody else's cross, but you can pick up yours. Yours is designed to fit you. That's what Jesus said. Pick up your cross and follow me. Because what? He's picking up his cross too. He picked up his cross. Yes. So you are trusted to pick up the cross that is designed with your name on it. You are trusted to withstand the weight of that cross. When people say, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, I waited for God for 2 weeks. You waited for God for 2 weeks. God is waiting for you for how many years? Mm-hmm. You waited for him for 2 years, 2 weeks. He waited for you for how many years?
Amen.
Trust. Trust. Trust in the Lord, the scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord, yes.
Yes. Trust in the Lord. And allow God to trust in you. That's why the scripture says, well, the scripture that we read earlier, here, he said, ask for God. His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to them, or to all of them that trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
After you trust in him, he will trust in you. Then you'll be able to say, oh, he's a butler to them that trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
After God trusts in you, you begin to experience the benefit of the word of God. But until you get there, you'll be kept on life support. Yeah. You will not go completely under. Your life will be maintained. You'll be going up and down. You are kept on spiritual life support until you get to that place. Trust in the Lord. Build trust with people. Never I've come across anybody and say, oh, I don't need to trust this first person or this person. I don't need to reason for this person to trust me. No. Opportunity, you don't know where they're going to come
Amen.
From.
Amen. Amen. And from who?
You don't know.
Amen.
You know, we have had so many TV shows where the millionaires go undercover and live like a poor man, eat out of the trash can, and all of a sudden sign a check of $1 million there. I won't help you with this. You don't know who is who.
Amen.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and the Bible says some have entertained angels, don't even know it.
Yeah.
Some angels will come around and go, okay? They become in the form of human.
Yeah.
You may not know that angel, they will go. They will come. Opportunity will come and go. But you know what? It doesn't matter what happens. Building trust and maintaining trust is essential to every believer. Don't look at the height of the person. Don't look at the economic status of the person. Don't look at the color of the skin of the person. Don't look at the gender of that person. Those don't matter as far as trust is concerned. Because what? God used female in the Bible. Deborah led an army of, hallelujah, he led the army of Israel to the battlefield. She was at the forefront of the army of Israel. She led them to the battlefield. That was the time Israel didn't believe a woman should go to war.
Woman shouldn't do anything.
Woman should be at the back making babies.
Mm-hmm.
But Deborah led them to the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Women, God can use. Mm-hmm. Children, God can use.
Amen.
God used Samuel when he was just a little boy to give a prophecy that transformed Israel forever. Cut completely the line of Eli out of the priesthood. Raise him up as the first prophet of the established nation of Israel. Yes. Trust. Don't look at the side of the person. That's some of the mistakes we've made in the past. The size of the person, the color of the skin, it doesn't matter. Well, black don't have anything to give. Well, it's within the scriptures. A whole chapter dedicated to a black woman. Yeah. Moses, sister Miriam, spoke against Moses because he married a black woman. God didn't take it serious. Didn't look at it as a mistake. God punished Miriam, dropped a leprosy upon her, kept her out of the camp. Moses interceded. Moses intervened. That's how God reversed the curse.
Amen.
Don't go around in your head, in your mouth, talking black and white talk. Talk trash, look at the white and talk like a trash, talk them like a trash, look at the black and say this one, you know, because some of the black people are more racist than the white themselves.
Yeah.
Don't be one of those.
Right.
Don't look at yourself and say, oh, I'm white. No, you are black. If you don't know, you are black African. Yeah, that's how I put it on the application. And I learned a lesson not to put it on application.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah. So, look. Trust has nothing to do with the color. In the kingdom of God, we go by the rules of the kingdom.
Amen.
We go by the rules of God. Not by what the society or the media is saying. We go by what is written. Jesus said it is written. Therefore, we go by what is written. When it's written, then we go by it. Okay? We don't care the color of your skin. We don't care your economic status. If you have more than enough, glory be to God, come in. If you are so poor, you can't even get it, it's all right, come in. You know, the heaven is for the rich and the poor. Trust in the Lord, people. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust because you see something. Oh, no, that's not trust. That's going on. Because the time that person's physical aspect will change, then something will change in your trust. People come and tell, I love you. When you come back and they realize that, oh, the makeup is not there, they start running. They don't love you anymore because the makeup is not up. Trust. You have to be able to trust. Trust has nothing to do with the things that are temporal. No. You go in, you put everything that you have into it. Because if God can get to that place, or you can put God in that place where God can trust you, you know you're good to go.
Good to go. Amen.
You know you're good to go.
Amen.
You want to put God into a position where He will have no choice but to trust you.
Amen.
Yes, John did it. He put God in that place where God has no choice but to trust Him.
Amen. Amen.
And we can do the same thing because what? Job is a man like us. The Bible of Elijah is a man of passion like you and me. But how these people get the trash from heaven and we can't? Why have they done so different? They just went by what is written, folks.
Amen. Amen.
Go by what is written. Don't look at the faces. Don't look at the color, the dress, the shoes. You didn't tell you anything. Go by what is written. And gain God's trust. And you will be set up for life.
Amen.
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 Let's bow our head.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We exalt you, O Father, on this day. Lord, we are trying to please you.
Amen.
To gain your trust.
Amen.
Father, teach us your way. Show us how Job did it. Show us how Elisha, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Paul, all these people, how they did it. Father, we want to be able to move you into a place where you have no other choice but to trust us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, guide us by your Spirit. Lead us by your Spirit. With your word, Father, command our path that in the name of Jesus, we will be in that place where we can be trusted by you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who have lost trust. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, help them to repair trust. Lord, I pray that you guide them, bring conviction upon them. Then they need to go back where they need to ask for forgiveness and repent of what caused them to lose this trust in the first place. Lord, in the name of Jesus, teach them how to be persistent. Lord, I pray that economic opportunity will come in the way of your people because they have rebuilt trust, because they have maintained trust. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that doors open because of trust, that they be remembered even in the meetings where they are not sitting, where they are not, their name is not even mentioned. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you did it, oh God. You remember Joseph and you brought his name to that meeting, oh God, and he was remembered. Lord, in the name of Jesus, do it for us. You brought David's name into that meeting, into that king's palace where he was now, oh God, and he was called in. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring our name also. Take our name into the king's chamber that we will be remembered, that we will be called in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you open the door for us, that you lead us into a place of trust, that we will rise, oh God, and fulfill our calling and the say amen.
Amen.
If there's anyone right now in need of prayer, whatever the case, whatever the situation, hallelujah, you know we pray. And that's one thing we know how to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can't do anything else, we can pray. And if you want us to agree with you, we can agree right now. Because heaven hears the prayers of the
righteous.
Amen.
If there's anyone. If not, let's close our eyes one more time.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, in this time in history, where the church is being persecuted.
Yes.
We lift our voice unto
yes,
you.
Lord.
On behalf of our fellow brothers and sisters of the kingdom of God. In Pakistan, in Syria, in Iraq, in Nigeria, in Egypt, in Libya, and around the world, oh God, that has suffered as a result of direct persecution of their faith. Lord, we pray that heaven intervene, that heaven remain silent no more. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that heaven will intervene, oh Father, and protect these men and women and children from these terrorists that are destroying your people, that are destroying lives, that have no regard for human life. Father, in the name of Jesus, these people that have been killed, you have created them, and you said it is good. After you created them, you look upon them, you say it is good. Lord, so we pray that you protect your people, you protect your creation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to change the heart, this stony heart of these terrorists, that you put a heart of flesh in them, oh Father, that they will see, oh Father, that these are people that they are killing. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for governments around the world that have become so ignorant of the threat against Christians, that are aware but refuse to intervene. Lord, we are pleading our cause before the throne of God. We are pleading the cause of the kingdom of God. We are pleading the cause of our fellow Christians. We are pleading the cause of the citizens of the kingdom of God. Let heaven intervene. Lord, touch these head of governments around the world. Change their heart, oh God. Move their heart into your hand, oh Father. Move these corrupt politicians, oh Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit begins to visit a presidential palace around the world, oh God. That in the name of Jesus, there will be a change of heart in high places in the land. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commend the territorial spirit, the spirit in high places. We subdue them even right now. Corrupt spirits that have invaded the politicians. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we put them under arrest even right now, releasing the power of the Holy Spirit to move on the leaders around the globe in the name of Jesus. Father, we reverse the cause of perverse generation. We reverse the cause of perverse spirits. We reverse the cause of homosexuality and lesbianism that is being promoted even out of Washington. We bind that spirit. We put that spirit under arrest. In the name of Jesus, we silence the voice of them that are preaching homosexuality and lesbianism. Lord God, we pray. We will remain silent no more. We pray. Let heaven be moved. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, shake this government to their core. Shake them, oh Father, that they will take note that God is intervening for his people. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the covering of the Jewish people in Israel and around the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh Father, intervene in our economic issues. The people of the kingdom, intervene in our economic situation, in our health situation. Lord, we pray. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Rama. You are that you are. In the name of Jesus, we need to see you somehow today. We need to see you somehow before the sun goes down. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let your family make known in our situations, oh God, that the satanic forces will smile in our face no more. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit get into action, that the word of God be fulfilled through us. In Christ Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sermon after sermon after sermon. Some of the things you may know, like you're saying, David, how he trusted the Lord, and he brought up also when David counted the head. And God asked David, how do you want me to punish you? You know, man can punish you, I can punish you. And David, oh, no, don't let man know you. He said, whatever you do to me, I know it's just. You know, he trusts God. Whatever God did to him to punish him, that would be just. And Pastor was talking about he's bold and he was saying among sinners. I had to kind of smile, but hey, where we go, we're among sinners. Mm-hmm. So in a such thing, we can go somewhere and won't be among, and that's including the church. Mm-hmm. So, we just pray for sinners, and like you said, they come to the light. You know, that don't embarrass me or make me feel any kind of way. Somebody tell me, I'm among sinners. Everywhere I'm going, I'm among sinners. So and we're talking about it again about how we as Christian folks live as we trust. There's some people that work, a lot of people that work there saying they're Christians. But just as he was saying about the trust and how you got to build every day, I was sitting down across the table and I was reading my Day of Bread. And another young brother that professed he was Christian, and he professed among everybody he's a Christian, and he was sitting across the table talking to another non-believer, and this non-believer was talking to him like he was just a non-believer. And he was cursing at this Christian. Then he looked over and saw him. He said, Mr. Blackie, I'm so sorry. I said, that's all right, but he's talking to a believer, no respect. Mm-hmm. You see the point? This guy would claim here because when I'm not around, he's talking to them in the same language, as you said, the same language, acting the same thing, meeting them in the same places. So now, it was when a non-believer talked to some person, you don't mean them. You're saying you're Christian, don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. But because of how they see, I'm day in and day out, he leaned to me and said, I apologize to me. But I'm saying they ain't talking to a Christian. Well, professor Christian, but no apology. Why? Because some people want to fit in every situation they are. Christian can't do that. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. A Christian got to be a Christian day in, day out, night in, night out. Everywhere you see him, everywhere you see her, everywhere you see him. Yeah. That your light got to be shined as a Christian. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. All the time. Mm-hmm. And people will eventually, like you say, after Bill, will respect you for that. But if you're wishy-washy and doing anything they're doing, they don't even care what you call yourself. They'll sit among you. You're no threat to them. You know nothing to them. You know, and they don't care what come out of your mouth. You know, as long as you're living like they live. And Jesus, one more thing, I'm done that. And then you say by the angels, you say the angels know come. Not only who can be talking to the angels, you can be talking to Jesus. You know, I think about Melchizedek and the others, you know, the time that Jesus can disguise himself and be standing in front of you. You know, he said, when I was hungry, when I was in jail, when I was thirsty, he didn't beat me. Well, we never saw you. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. We got to understand when we become a Christian. And like he kept saying, we got to know the Word. We can't live nothing, can't speak nothing if we don't know the Word, don't be in the Word ourselves. Study and prove yourself.
We gotta get this man. As she was going around, she made sure she stopped. And I knew, leaving here, that we were going to be asked to participate in the party by praying some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she got to the table, she asked, can one of y'all bless the food? I said, that's the honey. She's looking at you. So he got up looking as pastorish as he could. He looked like a pastor. From Amish County, went up there and he prayed. And I mean, the thing is that when you walk as a Christian and you walk under the anointing, it doesn't matter what environment you are in.
Amen.
They had the liquor stand.
Amen.
They had the DJ and everything, and he prayed. He prayed in the name of. He even said, "Lord, I pray the presence of the Lord everybody in here, everybody comes to receive Jesus."
Make sure you put the today's date.
The 22nd.
Yes.
And as you're doing that, we want to also ask you to remember Sister Monica in prayer, as we had said to you, that she is dealing with finding a home, because she's homeless now. And also a dear friend of the ministry, Dorothy, her father has passed. So we want to remember Dorothy in prayer. All right?
We also want to remember during this time the nation of Israel.
Amen.
And because just this morning I was listening to the news getting dressed, and the United States is trying to separate themselves from the nation of Israel.
Amen.
So we need to be in constant prayer for the nation of Israel.
Amen.
Because it's under attack. It's under attack. The Islamic nations have been preparing warheads to shoot, and they're ready to attack the nation. So we need to keep.
Amen.
We need to keep
Amen.
Israel
Amen.
In the forefront in our
Amen.
Prayer.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.
All right, so we're going to ask everyone to stand. Let us bow our heads. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just thank you for this time, God, this transition into the ministry of giving. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you bless the hands that are giving, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, that you bless them spiritually, financially, and physically, God, in this season, oh Lord. We ask right now that you continue to watch over our partners, God, that those who are sowing seeds into
Amen.
This ministry,
Amen.
God, keep them
Amen.
Under your covering, oh
Amen.
Lord. We just thank you in advance, God, for the seeds that have been planted, oh God, that will water those who are thirsty, feed those who are hungry, but Lord, give word to those who have no life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
Lord, we ask you that your presence continue to minister to our spirit, that the presence of God overshadow each and every one of us, that our spirit be infused with your heavy presence, that in Jesus' name, O God, your spirit will cause us to push you into a place where you will have no choice but to trust us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you that heaven remain open upon each and every one of us, that we will experience heaven this week as we have ever experienced before. Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal your people, restore them, bless them financially, spiritually, and physically. Lord, give them peace and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.